somehow.
Bliss.
And we have that a big, strong beer, just like me. A big back. Big strong beer.
So strong.
There we go. That's more of like a cheers.
Cheers was so bad, I literally was like, no.
Well, it's glass. I'm drinking a tiny little glass, so I don't have to like wash a whole big-ass glass.
Wait. You selected your glass size so you wouldn't have to.
Look how tiny it is.
Yeah, so it's like a 2 ounce pour.
That's the smallest cup.
It's essentially
ever seen.
A large shot glass, but I like that you are so lazy that you chose a small glass so you wouldn't have to wash a bigger one.
Yeah, man, that's what I do. It's about being working smarter, not harder. That is on brand for me. And today's beer that we are featuring is another classic from Founders. Founders, I mean, we've done a lot of their beers over the years. I mean, when I think about big breweries across the country that have a pretty large distribution, Founders always on the top of that list for the bigger ones, and this series is their absolute best. We're talking about, Audrey, the KBS, the Kentucky Bourbon Stout.
Yes, sir.
And they've actually, over the last few years, decided to expand on that series because, obviously, the Kentucky Bourbon Stout has been one of their best sellers and eagerly sought after. They also have a CBS, their Canadian Bourbon or Canadian Breakfast Stout, I believe is that what that one is called as well. But the KBS is their best-selling series. And this one, no different. The Cinnamon Vanilla Cocoa. Mm. KBS from Founders, 12% alcohol by volume. It's
yummy.
A imperial stout with coffee, cinnamon, vanilla extract, cocoa nibs, aged
what
in
the heck is a cocoa nib?
Bourbon barrels. little cocoa nibs. Let me a little nib on that cocoa.
Is that shortened for a cocoa nibble?
Oh, or
yeah.
Nipple.
That's, I'm pretty sure that's
nipple?
What we, you
have
know.
You ever seen cocoa nipples that look like little cocoa puffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen Hershey Kiss nipples.
Yeah, Hershey Kiss nipples.
Oh, yeah. They melt
I ain't
your
never
mouth.
Seen one of those. Can you imagine if you were just reading this and it was like vanilla
nipples.
Extract, Hershey Kiss nipples.
I'll take it.
Chocolatey flavors.
Chocolate boobies.
Every week here on Beer for Breakfast, we break down each one of these reviews into five separate categories. Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. And let's start off with the very first category. Oh, by the way, this is a very expensive beer.
How much is it for the six-pack?
I don't know if it was just the store I got it
Can
at.
Can I guess?
Or not. Go ahead.
So for four-pack, I'd say that this was going to be close to like $22.
$18.99.
Audrey, a little bit closer, but still under. This was $24.99 for a four-pack.
Oh.
I don't know
is
if
it
that's
the ABV?
Where it is everywhere, but that is what I paid for this four-pack.
To be fair, if you drink all four of those,
you're going to be drunk. And looking at
the
Cinnamon Vanilla Cocoa KBS from Founders, I mean, it's just black. I mean, even when you hold it to a direct light source, you don't even, it's very hard to get those mahogany, those crimson highlights around the edges. I mean, this is deep, dark black with a tan head, decent amount of head on the pour of this particular beer. But if you are scared by dark beers, let this one haunt you.
Run for the hills.
Mahoney, this is a 12% beer.
Yes.
So that's got to play into effect. I mean, that's
literally
three beers in one beer.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a 12-pack for sure. I mean, but here's the thing. You're also paying for quality. We know those three letters, KBS from Founders, stand for quality. They always do a good beer, and I'm sure this one is no different. Let's move on to the next category in Beer for Breakfast, which is the smell of the KBS. Let's all take a big whiff.
So interestingly, with the nose on this, the first thing that hit me was like a smoky smell.
It's the bourbon barrels. It's,
yeah, so you get like the scent. It's kind of like my breath probably after a night of drinking where
it's
like
cigars.
Booze and cigar smoke.
Yeah, it smells like cigars.
Yeah, it's not as boozy as you would imagine.
No.
And,
no.
You know, I mean, some of the KBS in the years past have been very, very, very booze forward with the nose. This one, I mean, the fact that you've got, you do get that bourbon in there, but it's more muted to me. The most prevalent scent that is coming out to me is actually that cocoa.
Yeah,
like
the chocolate.
That's the chocolate. Very chocolatey, a little bit of vanilla. Not getting much cinnamon, but I mean, traditionally when you pair chocolate and cinnamon together, the chocolate always overpowers.
I want a candle of this for my man cave.
Oh,
you know?
A candle of it? Yeah, that'd be perfect. It's actually really funny. Before we get into the taste of this Mahoney, every time we do one of these bourbon barrel stouts, there is a brand back home. Again, I went to school in Lexington, Kentucky, so their bourbon barrel stouts are pretty much everywhere. And there was an ice cream shop that actually did a pairing with Kentucky Bourbon Barrel specifically.
An ice cream shop?
And they did a milkshake or a float, rather.
Yeah.
So they took two scoops of whatever your ice cream of choice is. I bet like any
praline.
Ice cream wouldn't be bad.
Praline
would be so good.
Or just straight vanilla. The back and forth.
And then dump, because you're not really, I mean, yes, you can drink a whole one of these, but usually whenever you go to the breweries, they're going to give you a snifter, so it's going to be a smaller portion. And dump that on top of this.
Yeah.
And whenever we start talking about what this is going to taste like, you will understand why the adult floats are bomb.
The texture of the, or the temperature rather, of the cold ice cream with the warmth of the booze is perfect.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, stouts and ice cream have always paired well together. I mean, then when you take, you know, a very rich and flavorful stout like KBS traditionally and pair it with that, that sounds phenomenal. Let's all take a drink of the KBS. It's been sitting out for a little bit, about 25 minutes or so we've had these out.
Intentionally,
so
to warm it up a little bit.
It's just to get the full range of flavors from this particular stout.
I haven't had a beer this strong in a minute.
So is the alcohol really hitting you?
Yeah, it is.
So there's some of that there where you definitely get a presence of the alcohol, but it doesn't seem overwhelming to me. Like there's a creaminess to it.
Yeah,
which,
richness.
Yeah, it really does play well.
I mean, what this says on the box is what you get in the glass. I mean, you get that chocolate up front. That's for me. The big chocolate, much like the nose, that is the most prevalent. The vanilla is a little bit more muted.
I taste no vanilla.
The cinnamon, actually, I do get a little bit more of the cinnamon than I did in the nose. Heavy malt base. But man, no alcohol. For a 12%.
For 12%.
This is dangerous. And so pairing this with ice cream may be the best alcoholic stout you could probably make.
For sure. And actually, you know what? I think I just get kind of confused on what is chocolate and what is vanilla. And I know that sounds so silly, but whenever you are thinking about what cocoa is and what like vanilla extract is, they kind of are so similar, but we're just so used to thinking what's chocolate ice cream and what's vanilla ice cream, right? They just, but whenever, as I'm tasting this more, you get more of that true vanilla flavor over the chocolate.
Dude,
I think it's really good, but it is thick.
Yeah, this is a full-on chocolate booby.
But it doesn't feel like it's, I could probably drink two of these tops.
I'd be
for
dead
sure.
On the ground somewhere.
It's not even the 12%. It's just, it's a heavier beer,
but I mean,
right?
I don't think it's so heavy that you could just drink one, because a lot of beers like this, you know, that are, you know, that you think that are specialty beers, I can usually drink about one or so. This, I think I could probably go to. I'm curious to see what producer Jordan, because he is, the most inexperienced drinker of the show.
He said he likes sours, by the way.
I mean, the sours have come a long way.
He said the sour that we did
and
a couple of weeks ago was his favorite beer ever. This is
so could not be more polar opposite.
I mean, so on the spectrum,
what's your take?
I'm actually enjoying this one.
Okay.
For the nose, you guys didn't smell the vanilla, but like I was actually, that's the biggest scent that I got was the vanilla. On the drink, I could taste the alcohol at the very front end of it, and then it dissipates very fast.
Yeah, the finish is, there's hardly any finish.
There's
it's
no
very
leftovers,
clean finish for what
I
it is.
I like the little spice that the cinnamon gives.
Yeah. I taste no cinnamon.
There's a little bit in there. I think it's hiding in there with the chocolate.
I'm going to go back again.
Audrey,
and see
is this a beer you would drink again?
I've actually had this beer in the past. Just like KBS in general. This specific one, I don't remember, probably because I was blackout, if I've had this. Because these are pretty strong beers. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm a lady, and I tend to think that whenever I'm drinking around men that I can always handle my own, and I just simply cannot.
Oops.
But on a 12% beer, this is definitely tasty. I would go back, but I'm a big fan, you know, of stouts, of porters. The heavier the beer, the better for me. Winter beers are my jam. I think that it's just whenever I drink these Mahoney, you spoiled me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you why. Because we had That Napa Parabola.
That's the best beer we've ever had. Yeah, I mean, that's the highest rated beer we've ever done.
It doesn't hold a torch, and every time it's like I'm chasing it. I'm chasing the something that's
chasing
simple.
That dragon.
It's
that's
the, it's like a I want to know what can even be kind of there, and that's wine barrels, which is different, right? So it's got a whole different flavor profile. Yeah. But as far as like the bourbon barrels go,
an imperial stout,
I think the Founders is pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, the Napa Parabola is. I mean, I think we gave that a 4.7.
Yeah,
I think is one of our highest rated.
It's the highest rated beer tied with Victory at Sea, the High West Victory at Sea.
You know, I'm a big fan of things that are smoky. Yep. I've got some friends that hate that. I love it, whether it's a smoked old fashioned, just smoked meats, any of that stuff. Smoking actual cigars, like any of that, a big fan of smoke.
I get a good cigar beer.
I get a lot of smoke out of this, though, and I enjoy that part of the flavor profile. The smokiness kind of lingers as well, which I don't mind at all. The booze content is great. I'm not a fan of this type of beer on a regular basis, but this is a ski lodge, Irish pub style beer.
Cold weather.
But you're exactly right. It's a winter beer, Audrey, but it is hitting right today.
Yeah, the mouthfeel on this, smooth, rich, velvety. I mean, but it's not overly heavy. I would say it's medium. Yeah. It's medium. It's right there. Yep. A perfect medium bodied. The overall drinkability for the KBS Cinnamon Vanilla Cocoa. For me, coming in $24.99 for a 4-pack. That is lot of money. That is a lot of money for a 4-pack.
But you're going to get drunk off of 4, and usually you drink with a purpose, right? If you're going to drink these, you're not going to be like left feeling like, "Oh, I need to go make another run."
Beer, I don't feel you're going to feel like you got ripped off if you buy a 4-pack of that, because I would say, you know, if we're going to smoke a cigar day, 2 for you, 2 for me, we're feeling great at the end of the night. It's a wonderful tasting beer. I think this is a really good foot into the world of bourbon barrel aged stouts. Do I think this is better than the original KBS? No.
Are you
I
saying
don't.
That Founders could sell their feet picks on Feet Finder?
Probably Absolutely. Could. But I think this is a top notch, high quality beer. If you like stouts, you should probably check out at some point. So for me, I would definitely give this a buy. And can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
You sure can.
Mahoney's Beer Scouts from Jagged, the KBS Cinnamon Vanilla Cocoa, a 4.2 out of 5.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.